welcome back to another episode of The Shift, Breaking the Chains That Bind Us. Today's episode, I really want to dive into this guilt mentality that we get when we don't follow a schedule or we break a commitment to our social media followers and fans and consumers, or if, you know, something didn't happen when we set a timeline to do it, because this can cause a lot of guilt and this can also cause a lot of stress. But the bottom line is, you make the rules. This is your business. You make the rules. We're going to dive into this topic today. I invite you to join in the chat. Let me know your thoughts on this. But first, let me go ahead and introduce myself. Hey, before we get started, let me introduce myself. My name is Debbie Ferrand. I am the creator and founder of The Shift, Breaking the Chains, formerly just The Shift. We have just newly re-emerged this podcast as the Moments with the Digital Hippie. I've created communities across social media to help the new and the struggling social media marketers untangle the interwebs, untangle the social media marketing mayhem. I'm super excited about this new season of the podcast, and I have so much to bring to the table. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, welcome back. So, this is a topic that I feel pretty strong about. And the reason I feel pretty strong about this is because of my lifestyle and what I have had to endure and what I have experienced. And, you know, I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for my experiences. And that's why I invite you to join me on this podcast. If you have a burning topic that you know my listeners would love to hear, please shoot me off an email. The email address is in the description of this episode. But let's talk about this. You make the rules, right? So we can get caught up in this deadline, this stress. Oh my gosh, the stress of having to meet this deadline, the stress of you know, what everybody else is doing. You set up this thing and, oh, you told your consumers you were going to do it at this time. Oh, then life happened. You got sick or something and you didn't get it done. And now you're feeling guilty and you're feeling stressed out. Dude, stop it. Stop it. This is your business. You make the rules. So, like, this is a perfect example. This podcast should have come out on Monday. But life happened, right? Life happened and it didn't get out on Monday. I'm not going to sit here and stress over that and wonder, oh my gosh, what is everybody thinking? They must think I'm a loser. I didn't get my podcast out on Monday. Or my email didn't go out when I said it was. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I suck at this. What am I going to do? You need to stop that negativity. Stop that negative talk. Because I promise you, nobody is thinking that, right? Nobody is thinking that. Yes, you have commitments to your fans and followers. Yes, you have responsibility to those that have invested in you. But you are human and you make the rules. If you told people you were creating this wonderful thing and you decided not to do it, that's okay. It's yours. You make the rules. You know, when we go to a 9-to-5 job and we punch that clock, we have to not only answer to our supervisor, right? Then we have to answer to the boss of the supervisor. And then sometimes it goes up even higher than that. There's a chain of command. When you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, you are the boss. You control what happens in your business. You are the boss. So I have some ideas on some things that might help you with this. But here's the thing, guys, you really have to dive into your personal development. Find what really works for you to get your head on straight, to get out of that guilt mode, that stress mode, and get focused, right? Whatever works for you. For me, sometimes it's just listening to the Bible or reading the Bible. Sometimes I do audio, but that sometimes for me, that is all I need to get my head back on straight. Or I'll dive into somebody like Brendon Burchard, or there's a lot of them out there. Brendon is my favorite. And just to get my head back on straight, to get my focus back, to stop beating myself up, because life happens. But what I want you to understand is the chains that, when we talk about breaking the chains, those chains are this mentality that we get from working those 9-to-5 jobs. You have deadlines. You have somebody to answer to, right? You have to do what they tell you to do. We break that chain. We break that chain because we don't have that as an entrepreneur. We don't have that as a network marketer. We don't have that as a solopreneur. We don't have that as a digital marketer. You make the rules. Now, sometimes companies will give you guidelines to follow, and that's to protect them legally, right? So sometimes we have to follow their guidelines because they have to protect their company legally. So if you're working as a representative for a company, whether you're in multi-level marketing, whether you're a direct seller, they're not telling you what to do. They're setting guidelines so that they can protect their business. And that's totally cool. Kudos to them, right? So now ask yourself, what do you have for guidelines to protect your business, right? But you don't have to, they're not setting, giving you a set of rules to follow, right? You don't have to answer to them. If you don't want to work on your business for the next couple of days, then don't. Take the time off, right? Your business grows as much as you put into it, but we can't feel guilty or stressed out for that, right? So I know a lot of companies do this, these pop-up challenges, right? To see who can get the most sales, right? Or they do, some people call them fast tracks, some people call them pop-up challenges, a run, right? They do runs. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say a run, right? It's a 30-day run, a 30-day push. Those are great, right? But what I've seen over the years is people get so stressed out, so disappointed, and they really are hard on themselves because they didn't meet those numbers. And there's no rule book that says you have to. I don't know how to explain this any better. There's no rule book that says that you have to, right? Just because you committed to it doesn't mean you have to. And understanding that, and this is not being crude, this is not being irresponsible, this is taking the guilt and stress off of you. We live in a society today where guilt and stress, they follow us wherever we go. Everything we do in society today, people are looking at us, right? You're being judged everywhere you go. If you can understand that you set the tone for your business, right? We've talked about creating your path. We've talked about that. You set the tone for your business. If life happens, it happens, right? You don't need to answer to them just because you made that commitment. It happened, right? You don't have to feel guilty. Sure, you can explain, but don't feel guilty about it. Life happens, right? This is the beauty of being an entrepreneur. This is the beauty of having your own business. This is the beauty of working from home. This is the beauty of direct selling. You make the rules, you set the pace, you do what you can do. Nobody can tell you otherwise. They're not walking in your path. Oh, Lord, I had a conversation. This whole topic started. I was talking to somebody the other day. She took advantage of my free 20-minute coaching call. And I was talking to her, and she was feeling so guilty because she made all these commitments and all these promises to her team and, you know, to her upline. And she couldn't commit. She couldn't stick to her commitment because she had a family crisis. And she was feeling so guilty. And I'm like, you can't feel guilty about it. So we worked on a plan on how to get her back on track. But the bottom line is she really needed to dive into personal development. And she really needed to find her focus again and stop feeling guilty because she didn't let them down. She didn't let herself down. Life happened. Right? Life happened. And there's no rule that says you have to keep going. There's no rule. Do you understand? I think rules are a strong word to use here, but I'm hoping this message is coming out clear. I really am. Because we can get so caught up in what everyone else is thinking and so caught up in what everyone else is doing that we forget we're writing the rules. We forget that we're the boss, right? We're the boss. You are the boss of your business. You might have an upline, but you're the boss. So what happens in your business, it's all on you. If you want to, you know, if you decide, okay, I decided I am not going to do that. I don't want to do that. Whatever it is, I'm not going to do that. Okay, let's talk about social media. Let's use that as an example because I know a lot of people are using social media marketing, right? And your upline is telling you, you have to do reels. You have to do reels. Do reels. Do reels. Do reels. You need to be on TikTok. You need to do this. You need to do this. But you're feeling icky about it all. And you're like, I really don't want to do this. And they're like, you're not going to grow your business unless you do it. You're not going to grow your business unless you do this. You're not going to grow your business unless you do this. Okay. So you try to do it and you can't because it feels icky to you, whatever it is. And now you're feeling guilty because you didn't do what they told you to do. Guys, they're not your boss. You are. You make the rules. If you don't want to do something because it feels icky, don't do it, right? And a lot of people have this problem with network marketing. They have a problem with sending people messages and because it makes them feel icky. Okay, well, that's how it makes you feel. Don't do it. Find another way, right? Find another way. You make the rules. Guys, I hope this made some sense to you guys today. And if it did, oh my gosh, please drop me some comments below. And, you know, sometimes I love to just talk. I love to just ramble. So I invite you to come join me on this podcast. I would love to have some guests on here. I would love to hear your thoughts on how we can break these chains that are binding us, that are preventing us from growing our businesses on social media. All right, till next time. I hope you got some value out of this. If you did, please share this out. Share it with your team. Share it with a friend. And don't forget, follow me on social media. It's easy to find me. It's just my name. My website, just my name. Super easy to find me. I invite you to follow me if you have any questions. If you are, you know, wanting to join me on this podcast. And don't forget, I put out a weekly newsletter. I put a lot of things in that newsletter that I do not talk about on this podcast or on my social media. So make sure you are signed up for our newsletter by going to my website. It's super easy. It's debbieforian.com. You'll see the newsletter right there. Make sure you subscribe to that to get all the goodness that the newsletter puts out. Until next week, guys, peace out. Remember, you're the boss. You make the rules.